Barhead campaign expense reports from the 2023 provincial elections. Athabasca Barhead Westlock riding, where UCP incumbent Glenn Van Deken defeated his NDP challenger Landon Tischer, show the two were financially on a more even playing field than one might expect. The expense reports were received by Elections Alberta in August and September, and show where candidates spent their funds, and how much they received. Van Deken, who won the riding with nearly 75% of the vote, spent $28,200 on his election expenses, to the $25,143 of NDP candidate Landon Tischer. Campaign expenses, which are not limited by Elections Alberta, saw a bit more of a gap. Van Deken spent a further $8,342, while Tischer only spent $1,908.56. Van Deken didn't respond to an October 31 request for comment before the print deadline. While the reports include general expenses, how much each candidate spent on office space, honoraria and salaries, it also spells out how much was spent on advertising, and signs, structural support. The sign battle was neck and neck, with Van Deken spending $7,132 to Tischer's $7,032. We had a pretty even split of signs throughout all three communities, said Tischer during an October 31 interview. We ended up implementing a Hydra policy when it came to our signs. Every time one got vandalized, we put up two more in its place. Tischer said roughly one out of every five houses were willing to put up an NDP sign, which mostly aligned with the support they got at the polls. I wanted to run on a shoestring budget because I know that we can, said Tischer. We can win with less money, and then we don't have to waste a bunch. It's part of me trying to portray my values in running for the NDP. While Tischer did run on the smaller budget, Van Deken and the UCP got more bang for their buck. Van Deken spent $1.80 per vote he received, while Tischer spent $4.65 per vote. Fundraising differences. One major difference was who paid for what. The UCP didn't pay for any of Van Deken's expenses, whereas the NDP party covered $14,093 of Tischer's. The NDP take a pretty large percentage off the top when we receive a donation, said Tischer. Part of that is that they keep it in a high-interest bank account, so it works for all of the ridings. Tischer equated it to revenue sharing. Urban ridings tend to receive more donations than their rural counterparts, so the system helps out candidates like himself. We were a pretty decently funded riding, for a rural one. We had some pretty good fundraisers, and some people on the team that we're still building, said Tischer. Cole Brennan, TownandCountryToday.com.